Mr. Blackburn, why did you guys apply for this grant, and what do you think it will accomplish?
Well, this work around principal supervision is actually something that Broward County started focusing in on about 2 years ago, where we created principal supervisor positions, stripped them of many of the compliance operational type issues that those positions once had, and made it really, really focusing on creating a culture of development, coaching, high expectations for principals who are the, according to research, the second highest contributor to learning outcomes is the school principal, behind the most influential factor, which is the classroom teacher.
Can you give us some examples of things that have changed in the district since you started this project?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. In my former role, I was a supervisor of principal supervisors under our previous system. And the job was budget, parent, community concerns, social services, field trips, leases, reassignments. I mean, a great deal of operational points. And teaching and learning became what we got involved in when everything else was accomplished. We exited all those responsibilities, and we also added mild increase, but we went from 9 principal supervisors to 11 principal supervisors. Then we focused the principal supervisor work around organizing our principals into small learner subgroups where anywhere from 4 to 6 or 7 principals get together monthly to work on the work.
A lot of education research has focused on teachers, what makes an effective principal. Those are both positions that have a lot of direct contact with students. Mm-hmm. This is looking at the next level up, where it's maybe indirect contact with students. How much do you think you can move the needle in terms of student performance and achievement from a supervision of principal viewpoint?
So the Wallace Foundation, they're funding the question being asked. They're not funding the ready-made solution. So this isn't testimony that principal supervision is highly impactful on student outcomes. They're funding the question. If the research shows that this isn't a lever, then we will produce that and be honest about that. Hands down, the percent of training or the amount of training that people receive in order to become principal supervisors is right around zero. And we know there isn't a perfect connection between formal training and job-like performance. But we know persons in these positions have received zero job training, and we're looking to change that.